Dominic Casey, we're back here in Skibbereen Rowing Club with your two Olympic medalists. How does it feel for you when I say that, or when you see what's going on here today?
It's a great honour, and it's great for the club, and it's great for rowing in Ireland in general. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Tell me about the experience of the last couple of weeks. I suppose, look, I'll bring you back to the day of the race and when they captured their silver medal. From your point of view, just talk me through it.
Well, originally, when they qualified last September at the World Championships, that was their goal, to go and when they said they were travelling so far over to Rio, that they'd have to make a big effort. So they really made a big effort, and they wanted to win the gold medal. They won the silver, which is a great honour for the lads themselves, and for everybody who helped them down through the years, and for the father Teddy as well, who brought him over here first day and coached him lots of the years, and he was also a great coach. It was great for everybody.
It's a real indication of just the level these guys set for themselves, in that they were slightly disappointed to only get silver. They were travelling for gold.
Yeah, they were travelling for gold. They went to win the event, you know, and they felt slightly short, but I think they're very happy with the silver medal, you know. Especially seeing it's the first silver medal that rowing has ever won at the Olympics. The first medal that rowing has ever won at the Olympics. So that's a great honour for everybody, really.
And it sets, I suppose, they're so young in their rowing careers, really, Dominic. I mean, they've many years to come, and many more Olympics to come, hopefully.
Yeah, they're very young athletes. Like Paul is 22, Gary is 23, and they have a great future ahead of them, I think.
They've talked about working with you and your dedication. What are they like to work with?
They're very easy to work with, actually. They're very professional, you know, in everything they do. They're very committed. They're total athletes, and you can't ask for more, really.
And what about your own dedication? I mean, you obviously love it, because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't be at it. But it's times like this that makes it all worthwhile.
Well, look, I just try to help everybody that comes into the club, basically. That's what I do. And I like helping people, and it's great to see them, you know, when they develop and you know, start winning. It's great.
And obviously, look, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, the guys are getting the limelight at the minute, and, you know, you're in the spotlight, having won this success. But there's a lot of hard work going on in Skibbereen Rowing Club. It's obviously very successful. We saw that at the National Championships, really, recently. There's a lot going on here. It's not just the two guys.
Yeah, like, it's a great club, really. Like, you know, it's a great team in the club. You know, even since the club was founded in 1970, there's been great decisions made in the club. You know, like 1970, the club was founded, and then 1971, they joined the Irish Amateur Rowing Union, which is the Olympic class boat. So they brought that to the Earl River in 1971, which is a very big move at that time, and it has paid dividends since, you know. But the committees down through the years, secretaries, treasurers, chairmen, they've all been fantastic, you know, and they've worked so hard. So it's a real team effort, I think, you know. Yeah. And parents as well get involved, you know. It's brilliant. Yeah.
And what do you think this does for the club now going forward, financially, profile wise? What will this mean, do you think?
Well, I think it really is with rowing on the map, you know. But I think we're always a strong club rowing wise, you know. We've always got a good athletes come to the club. And I suppose, I presume now, I would think that more people will get involved. It'll become bigger and stronger, you know.
And we can't forget, because, you know, I probably should have mentioned this earlier in the interview, that since the Olympic success, Paul obviously went to Rotterdam and got that world gold medal. Yeah. And put in huge performances over there and really dominated that gold medal.
Yeah, he had a great performance. Like, he left Rio, you know, he raced for the medal in Rio on Friday, and he left on the Monday and headed for Rotterdam and got into the single scull, a different boat, and he won his quarter final, his semi final, and the final. So he really, he's a great athlete, you know, to be honest. Yeah. Great athlete.
And what's next for the two guys? You'll give them a couple of weeks off from training, I understand.
Oh, yeah, they'll take a bit of a break now, and then they must go back to college, and then they'll start all over again, you know. So it's good all round.
They're very level headed guys, aren't they? I mean, straight away when someone said, will you still go back to college? They were kind of, the reaction was, of course we will, you know. It's great to get back to routine.
Yeah, they're the feet firmly on the ground. They're great guys, really, you know. Yeah.
Look, Dominic, congratulations to you personally as coach and to the guys and the success they've brought. Well done, and enjoy the homecoming in Skib tonight. A word on what you expect from that tonight?
Tonight, I think it's going to be big. All the rumours are there's going to be a massive crowd in town. So I think it's great for the town, great for West Cork, it's great for the country. So we'll enjoy it, hopefully.
Yeah. Do, absolutely. Thanks a million.
Thank you.